stay connected to the world around you, KPBS brings you trusted news, compelling stories, and in-depth reporting every day. Wherever life takes you, KPBS is here, on the radio, online, and on the go. Discover more at kpbs.org.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Thursday, January 8th. One city council member is looking to roll back special event parking fees. More on that next, but first, the headlines. There is only one day left to nominate a rockstar social worker for some local recognition. Nominations for San Diego County's 6th Annual School Social Work Awards will close tomorrow. Honorees will receive acknowledgement during the awards program in March. The San Diego County Office of Education says there are almost 200 school social workers across the county, plus dozens more social work interns providing social, emotional, and mental health services. You can visit sdcoe.net to honor someone making a difference. A former San Diego Charger is now chairman of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance Board of Trustees. Rolf Brnerska is a familiar face to the Alliance for a few reasons. For one, he's previously been serving as vice chairman of the board. And two, his dad, Dr. Kurt Brnerska, played a part in establishing the Alliance's conservation research programs. The Alliance says those programs laid the foundation for decades of scientific discoveries and innovations. The Wildlife Alliance congratulated Rolf in a LinkedIn post, adding that he will guide the Alliance into a new and exciting chapter. You won't be able to take the coaster between San Diego and Oceanside this coming weekend. That's because on Saturday and Sunday, all North County Coastal Rail service will be suspended. The North County Transit District has planned major infrastructure work and routine railroad maintenance. The Transit Authority says they'll be working on the Del Mar Bluffs Stabilization Project, the Batiquitos Lagoon Double Track in Carlsbad, as well as scheduled maintenance on Leucadia Boulevard. Service is expected to resume Monday morning. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
This season on Everybody's Doing It with Miss Lolly, I'm going to classes, workshops, and private venues designed to enrich and broaden our sexual horizons. And I'm taking you with me. I meet with an erotic mindfulness coach, get a pelvic floor exam, talk with new moms, and even put on my dancing shoes and take a beginning burlesque class, and much more. Find season 2 of Everybody's Doing It with Miss Lolly wherever you get your podcasts, and come join me in my search for fun and sexy adventures that are available to you.
Parking downtown is more expensive after the city created a special event zone for Padres games, concerts, and other events. Video journalist Matthew Bowler says one city council member is trying to scale back those fees.
If you go to one of the Padres' home games this year and park in the street near the stadium, it'll cost you around $10 an hour. That's because you're inside the current special event parking zone. Councilmember Raul Campillo says the parking zone is too big and costs too much.
Visiting downtown San Diego should be a welcoming and accessible and affordable experience, not punitive price gouging at the parking meter.
The current special event zone encompasses more than 85 blocks. Campillo wants to shrink that by about 3 blocks on each side, drop the hourly fee to $5, and shorten the special event time from 7 to 5 hours.
We have to not just look at what we're charging at the meter, but what we're collecting in sales tax, what we're collecting in other fees.
Campillo's hoping his proposal will go before the full city council around the start of baseball season. Matthew Bowler, KPBS News.
The gunman who killed 2 people and injured 13 in 2001 at a school in Santee may become one of the few American school shooters released from prison. Reporter Jacob Ayer explains why.
A San Diego Superior Court judge granted a resentencing for Charles Andrew Williams on Tuesday. Williams was 15 years old when he shot 15 people at Santana High School, killing two students. He pleaded guilty and was ordered to serve 50 years to life. Williams may now go free because of a 2011 state law and a court of appeal decision in 2022 that allowed juvenile offenders serving life sentences or the equivalent to petition for resentencing. Laura Shepherd is his attorney.
I know it's not easy. I know that his crime hurt a lot of people 25 years ago, but the law has changed in California such that a 14 and 15-year-old can't even be prosecuted as an adult.
San Diego County District Attorney Summer Steffen says she will appeal the court's decision. Williams is due before a San Diego County juvenile court judge next month. Jacob Ayer, KPBS News.
In Imperial Beach, many are mourning Gary Gates, a resident and member of the local unhoused community. Days before Christmas, a sheriff's deputy shot and killed Gates near the IB Pier. Reporter Corey Suzuki says the shooting has drawn new scrutiny to how the sheriff's office responds to mental health crises. And a warning, this story contains mentions of death, police violence, and suicide.
It's a misty Sunday evening along the waterfront in Imperial Beach. Normally, the entrance to the IB Pier is colorful and bright, the giant rainbow surfboards glowing in the sun. Tonight, though, the sculpture is lit by the somber orange glow of candles, as a little over a dozen people gather to hold a vigil for Gary Gates. Gates spent most days living here, along the waterfront. He had some rough edges. People who knew him said he wasn't always rational or easy to be around. But they also said he was honest and emotional. He loved feeding the pigeons and played a video game where his character was a DJ. Gates was also active on Facebook. His profile is full of videos of the ocean waves and people in the park. Here's one of him talking with a city worker.
I've been here a month. I've been sleeping here 7 weeks.
Yeah.
And you came out yelling at me this morning saying you need the spot?
Yeah, we do.
You can't do that.
Yeah, we can.
You can't do that.
We can't do that.
You should have called the cops because that's what I did. That's what I did.
In the days before the shooting, though, it seemed like Gates was in a dark place. On Friday, December 19th, he posted about the challenges he's faced in his life, about the costs of healthcare and the bureaucracy of California's housing system, and how he might try to overdose on drugs or get a police officer to shoot him. That night, the San Diego County Sheriff's Office says they got a call about Gates possibly overdosing near the IB Pier. The Sheriff's Office is the main law enforcement agency in IB, which doesn't have its own police department. Police say Gates was holding a knife and threatening to stab himself. The officers called in the county's psychiatric emergency response team and crisis negotiators. They say they got him to put the knife away and offered mental health services, but he declined. The police left.
911 emergency.
Hi, this is Gary Gates. I'm at the pier in Imperial Beach. It's Ken Evergreen. Could you send Officer Esposito out here to speak with me for a minute?
Two days later, they got a 911 call from Gates himself. Three deputies responded, body cameras rolling. The videos show a bright Sunday afternoon along the pier. It's the weekend before Christmas. In the background, there's a powwow festival going on. You can see tents and a big crowd.
Gary, what's going on? What's going on? Let's just have a conversation.
Gates says he wants to talk to one of the deputies, Maxwell Hammond. Hammond approaches Gates, who backs away from him. Come on, Gates says. Get your gun out.
Let's just do it. Hey, Gary,
hey,
Gary, you're not.
Back up!
Gary, you're
back
not
up.
Trouble, man.
Come on, get your gun out.
Gary.
Hammond keeps walking towards him. Gates takes out a knife as he walks backwards into the intersection. Don't miss, he says.
Don't miss.
Hey, hang on.
Don't miss.
Gary. Stay where you are. Go get a beanbag. Sorry, grab a beanbag in my car.
Hammond asks one of the other deputies to get a beanbag, referring to a type of less lethal shotgun. He and another deputy draw their guns. The third draws her taser instead.
Gary!
Don't
miss!
Gary! Don't do it, Gary!
Gary!
Gates starts walking towards Hammond, who fires at least four shots. Gates falls to the ground. I forgive you, he says. The next clip we see is Hammond applying bandages as an angry crowd gathers.
Gary was asking for a sheriff to end his life.
Danielle Richardson lives in IB. She's a doctor in the South Bay and a member of the local Cop Watch, an advocacy group that records police officers responding to calls. Richardson says the deputy's response raises a number of questions. She says they should have taken Gates to the hospital when they first encountered him the Friday before.
Somebody is a threat to their own life. They have to be put on what we call a 5150. That's a medical hold. for them to get emergency mental health treatment.
Richardson says they also should have taken the knife away from Gates, and deputies should have been prepared to de-escalate if Gates did try to confront them. Richardson also says Hammond, the deputy who shot Gates, didn't handle the situation well.
He didn't even make any lawful commands to Gary to drop his weapon. He just said, Gary, no, no, that's not a clear command.
The shooting is now under investigation by police in the city of San Diego. That's because of a countywide agreement meant to avoid conflicts of interest. The San Diego County Sheriff's Office did not respond to questions by KPBS's deadline. In Imperial Beach, Corey Suzuki, KPBS News.
Two San Diego City Council members are calling on Mayor Todd Gloria to suspend paid parking for city residents in Balboa Park. The mayor says that's not happening. Reporter Andrew Dyer has more.
Council members Kent Lee and Shawnee Lou Rivera sent a memo to the mayor yesterday claiming the city's rollout of parking kiosks and its online payment portal have critical problems. The council members say the city hasn't done enough to educate the public and that the scramble to put up signs at the park shows the system isn't ready. In a four-page response, the mayor said the program was implemented on an accelerated timeline called for by the city council. Gloria added that revenue from the parking fees are baked into the city budget this year, and any delay will lead to an even larger projected deficit. New signs marking the parking rates were installed Tuesday, including at Lower Inspiration Point, where parking is free for 3 hours. The mayor's office says parking kiosks collected $23,000 over the first 2 days of the program, with another $106,000 paid via the online portal. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
Oceanside has declared an emergency after sand buildup decreased the depth of its harbor. As North County reporter Alexander Wen tells us, the city had asked the Army Corps of Engineers for an emergency dredge.
The depth of the mouth of the harbor ranges between 7 and 14 feet. Ideally, it should be around 30 feet to allow boats to navigate the channel safely. Jamie Timberlake is the city's coastal zone administrator.
We are always proactively managing it, but we did have two capsize events and then one run aground event over the last couple months. And so that also is an indication that mariners are having trouble with the condition of the channel itself.
That's why the city has pushed the Army Corps of Engineers to dredge the channel ahead of schedule. The Corps has put out bids to start the dredging before the annual dredging in April. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
Nearly 2 years after flooding in January of 2024, it happened again last week to businesses along Mission Gorge Road in Mission Valley. Reporter John Carroll checked in on one local floral shop to see how they're weathering the latest storm.
The sound of water rushing into the native poppy floral shop early on January 1st. For co-owner Meg Blancato, it was a nightmare come to life again.
It was very overwhelming. It was early in the morning on New Year's Day.
But lessons learned from 2 years ago meant they were better prepared this time around. They now have a disaster spreadsheet so everyone knows what to do.
We've had a company rule. If you're not willing to part with it, don't leave it below the 4-foot line in this location.
Blancato says their Mission Valley store will be open again by Valentine's Day, but she says she and her co-owner have had enough. They expect to be in a new location by this summer. John Carroll, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I really want to thank you for that. Have a great day.
From El Centro to everywhere, we're Voices del Valle.
Voices del Valle?
Voices del Valle is a teen-produced podcast about coming of age in California's Imperial Valley.
I love Voices del Valle.
On the next episode of Voices del Valle, we will talk with teens about their cheer and soccer championship seasons. I've got to listen to that. Voices del Valle, fresh voices, bold stories made in the valley.
Voices del Valle, find us on KPBS or wherever you get your podcasts.